Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Barbara Hoffmeister. I'm so happy to be here tonight because today we're going to talk about a book that I think can be very important in your life. And the book is called To Be or Not to Be, The Chosen Few. Well, you might think, okay, she was so important because it's her book. Not really what I believe. I've read so many personal development books, and yeah, there were a few that I really, really loved, and that were really good and helped me to move forward and helped me to get unstuck whenever I was stuck. And I try to combine everything that I've learned over the last 31 years since I've been involved in personal development. I try to, into one solid book that really gives you all the information that you might need. And I made it very practical. Because what I noticed was that I read a book, yeah, but then personal development book normally is not teaching. It is actually giving you the different steps. It is giving you the different techniques that you can use. At least the books that I consider good, they give you the techniques that you can do to get what you want in life. You know, to live your dreams, to fulfill your dreams. And this is, when I wrote my book, I said, okay, either people need to have a journal at hand all the time, which some skills I might be doing, or I have to make the book like a journal. However you want to call it. So you will find when you read the book, the big struggle and to change it. And there's lines on some pages that I want you to write. And there are promises. For instance, there's one promise right in the beginning of the book. It says, I, and you're supposed to write your name, I promise to live my life to the fullest. I deserve to have a life full of love and life. And so I actually asked you to tell me, what would I do? Because it is your book. It is about your life. It is about the choices that you make. Yeah? You will read a lot about me in this book. My experience, what has happened to me, when I made the wrong choices, why I believe I made the wrong choices, what I learned from them, and how I moved forward. Also, you will read a lot about other people. Famous people in my life, or not so very much. What has made choices in life? What took them where they are today? If you look, it's the same thing. You are making choices. You can make the choices to live the life of your choice. To live the life of your choice. And it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. You are making choices. You will not be the best tennis player in the world, but you could become the best tennis player in the world. You might not become a second player book because you haven't started playing golf at 3 or 4 last season. Yeah, some of that might not be possible anymore. But to live your life clean, which normally has to do with happiness, with fulfillment, with satisfaction, a lot of giving, a lot of gratitude. We normally want. We want love. We want life. We want laughter. We want acknowledgement. We want to share gratitude. We want to share. We want to give. And these are all the things that we will find in the book. I use what maybe has been misused a little bit, or overused a little bit. And that is the poem by Marion Williamson. I'm sure you've all heard it. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our life, not our doctrine, that we are fighting us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are the child of God. You play a small button face the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are here to make manifest of the glory of God that is within us. But it's not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, it unconsciously gives other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates us. This is powerful stuff. This is powerful stuff. What a disappointment. What a cheap way. What if we are powerful beyond measure? How does it make you feel? When I first saw the Bible, I got caught there. I thought, wow, I'm not going to need this power. Can I just stay where I am? And of course you can, it's up to you, it's your choice. But if you do, it's your choice. And be aware that you never ever you can never again say, oh, I wish I had, oh, I wish I would, oh, I wish I had happiness, I'll tell my neighbor, I wish I had this beautiful car that my friend has, I wish I had brothers, I wish I had married, I wish I had whatever it is. I'm German, you know, and I noticed in my country that because we have a good social security system and the government takes care of the people that are out of work and of the people that are not so strong, there are crying a lot of people. But not because they're not strong, not because they're not good. Because it's so comfortable. And some of them, they really steal. They lie, they steal. They steal from the community. Because, you know, they take the money from the government, which is money from all of us. We pay taxes so that we can stop it. And they go to work without paying taxes, without paying insurance. They work a couple of days a week. Helping someone. And then they make more money than teaching about the work every single day. Is that fair? Is that right? I'm not sure. But it's their choice. It's their choice. And it is their voice to make this mistake. But how do they feel about it? Wouldn't it be nice if you felt good about yourself? And this is what this book is all about. It is about defining your purpose. You know that you have a purpose here, right? You are much too good, so much powerful to just absorb. You are here for purpose. You are needed on this planet, especially now. And in the book, I would help you to find that purpose, to find that story that you love to do. Pick your out of bed every morning and get the new excited and pick you up at night. What? What the moment I'm just thinking about it. This is very early in the morning. One out of choice, the other because you have to go to work. And we go to bed every night at 9:30. So for really, I'm not going to be 30 now. And I'm not making this journey. So I'm a little bit tired. I can share my thoughts with you. This is exciting. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be thinking now. I want to be here. I choose to be here. So, let's talk a little bit more about the book. The first chapter of the book starts with the end in mind. What do I mean by that? Well, it is where we define the purpose. It is where we look at what is it that you want to have achieved at the end of your life. What do you want to tell your great grandchildren when you're 95 or 100 years old about how you live, who you are? I don't know where you are today, but if you're listening to me, if you're reading my book, you've probably said something like that. Might be small, might still be a lot. But it is all achievable, you know? So we start with the end in mind. And we look at our wake-up calls. What are our wake-up calls? Well, wake-up calls are moments in life when we realize there's nothing more. This is nothing. We want something else. When we were young, you know, we all had a huge dream and we believed we could make them come true. Where are they today? Do you still feel that you can make everything come true? You know what I'm saying? Because life is in the way. I'm telling you, it feels that I'm the obligation to make it. We all wake up today. We just come when we get there. They come when somebody passes away that was very dear to us, like our parents or grandparents, maybe our spouse, hopefully never one of your children. And something really magic happens. That's normally when we have a wake-up call. Some of us think, why one wake-up call when we go to our midnight crisis? I definitely had it. Only one day. This was on my 40th birthday. And all my friends. Yeah, that was me. Within 2 months, I totally 100% changed my mind. Changed my life. Not only changed my mind, I actually changed my life. And this book, of course, I'm perfect. Because it's in those days and those times that we reflect. We reflect, we look back at the life so far. And we look at what we wanted once upon a time. And how far we've gotten, or how much we've stuck in a life that we don't even want, in a mediocre life, maybe. Or in a relationship that is abusive. Or without a relationship. More and more often. Or any job we don't know, or without a job, in bad financial situation. Very often, our life is in pain. So we look at what we have so far achieved, and where we still want to go. And we look at what we really want, you know? And then we write down our vivid vision. The vivid vision of the perfect day in our perfect life. This is powerful stuff. And it's a lot of fun. Because you are actually creating your perfect life. You're imagining it. You're writing it down. You're anchoring it. I give you all the techniques. That you really have everything that you want, everything that you need. And then in chapter 2, be given. Be given. I've always wanted to travel in Europe. But, well, it's easy for me to say, but, well, that would be nice, right? You getting me? And that means you immediately negate the yoke and the concentrate on what comes after the breath. Which is always the reasoning which choose why you can do whatever you want it to do. I will show you some techniques that will help you snap out of it in the real sense of the word snap out of it. And we will together create a support system that will help you. That you will never go back into this mediocrity. You will never go back into this being stuck. Yeah, maybe for today. But you will now have all the tools and the abilities to get yourself out of it. And you will have a support structure that will help you to help you. Should it ever happen. And you also talk about our lost opportunities. Because we do have that. And we talk about how freeing it is when you set yourself as young. You know, when I was younger, I was always so shy. And I always wanted to do anything really good. I still do that today. You know, I really do my best. Always. And I'm making mistakes today, I can know nothing is nothing. And I look at where can lessons, what can I learn from this, so I don't have to go through it again. And then I just move on. It's pretty freeing, you know, when you can do that. Also when you can laugh about yourself, when you're making mistakes, when you're stumbling, even when you fall. Because the difference between the winners and the losers is only the you remember when you were a small child, 8 months, 1 year, 12 months old, you started to walk, and you kept falling down, and you got up. Did you think after the first or second time you fell down again? Well, I can't walk, so I won't do it anymore. Can you tell me how you function? When you're small, you do anything and everything until you fall. Maybe you get that from your own life. You need to really talk about that. And I think you will have some good revelation. And then you will compliment me. Because you do have fear. You have fear of success. You have fear of failure. So some of you will now think, why the heck would anyone have a fear of success? I want to be. Yeah? That is a good story. For some people. For other people, the story is good. That's a good story. I don't really think that there's a story. Yeah, I think it's a story. People will talk about that in depth, because it will never ever stop you. I'm going to talk about knowledge. Growth is absolutely useful. Growth is fear in action. And this is why we need to get rid of it. When we look at the worst case scenario, what could happen? What is the worst that could happen? And you will see, whatever happens, it can't be as bad as much as you have seen in moving forward. And then, we will decide when we are here on this planet. We will look at your body. We will look at your belief structure. And we will actually find yourself. So you will find it with my help. This is exciting. I mean, this is really good stuff because you start to realize, my God, all of that, everything. learn that the now has brought me to this point so that I can achieve that, that I can be that person that I've always wanted to be. So that's how John was about. And then you would go up from dream to reality. And you would take your essence there. To go from the vision we have of ourselves, of our perfect life, and then you can go down into small achievements. And I will show you a lot of tricks how you can actually achieve everything you want in life. And it's not that difficult. You just need to do it. It's really not difficult. And anyone can do it. And probably the most important chapter, chapter number 6. And you stop the mind mountain. The mind mountain. All this negative stuff that we have. And we got the consciousness, the new message that we have now, the life of our purpose. You learn how we can come down again when you're nervous, when you're fearful, when you're worried, when you're afraid of something, when you're not sure, when you're doubt. All of this, I will show you many different techniques, and I'm sure that you will find several that suit you perfectly. Because I'm an individual, okay? I'm a very individualistic person. I do stuff my own way, different than most people. And for me, it's so good if somebody tells me, okay, do you want to change this way of thinking? This is what we got to do. Yeah, I might try it out. But the time later is going to be my personal style. And that is why I put every little technique that I could find in there as my teaching. There are several that I personally use, and I mentioned that. But, you know, you are you. You can have different ways of doing it. And I give you all of the different ways. So that you know how this can come in my own subconscious, how you can create peace and happiness within yourself, even while you're on the road to yourself, on the road to each other. And towards the end of the book, we're going to fill the gap between where you are today and where you want to be. And the end of the day is your perfect state. Of your negative thoughts. Leader of the conscience. And that is what is about. That, you know, this is when you will be the person that inspires other people. When you will be the person that you've always wanted to be. And when you will be the one that makes remember what Mary Livingston said. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated of our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Can you imagine what will be like for your friends, for your family, for your children? For your spouse, for your relationship with other people, to your business. I promise you, it will be amazing. And no matter where you are, you can make a change, and you can make a change, and you can make forward. And many people choose not to do that. Many people choose to stay where they are. It's still within that comfort zone. However bad life is at the moment, however difficult life is at the moment, it's still the life that we know. And it's easy for most of us to be in that comfort zone. And I'm going to have to stay out of that comfort zone because it's cannot believe that something. I promise you, I've been there. And yeah, I have my days when I stay within my comfort zone. I don't push my boundaries every day. But make it a choice. Make a choice. You can make a choice to live however your life is today. You can make a choice to be happy in this life, in the circumstances of your life. If that is your desire. And if that's not the case, then please make a choice to live a happy life. To live a more fulfilled life. To really, truly live your life. I'm not sure if you will be able to use it to the show. So it might have been just a practice one, which is fine. But I do want you to know that your life is your choice. Always and any moment. And this is why I hold the book to be or not to be. The choice is yours. Choice is here. Any moment. Any fraction. And I would like you to be aware. Really be aware. If you're interested, talk to me more. Please go to my website. It is barbarahofmeister.com/blog. And you can check with me there. You can leave comments or go to Twitter. It is Barbara Hoff. The Facebook is Fashion. Facebook is Barbara Hoff. www.facebook.com/Barbara Hoff. I look forward to hearing from you. It has been a great day to be with you. And I hope to hear from you soon. Oh, by the way, yes, before I forget, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have the most amazing lady on this show. And her name is Evie Rager. She is amazing. She's written 5 books, has been published in 13 languages. I probably won't get a word in 5 words, but she's so entertaining, she's so inspiring. So I will see you tomorrow. Bye bye. This is Barbara Hoffman. Hi, this is Barbara Hofmeister. Hello? Hello? Well, why isn't it streaming? Hello, hello, hello. Hello,